I'm Michelle O'Neill for WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. Mike Halpin is settling into his new job representing residents of Illinois' 72nd House District. It's Pat Vershore's old seat in the State House, and Halpin is also moving into his predecessor's district office in Rock Island. That's after being sworn in Springfield. Like almost every other Illinois lawmaker, Halpin says the General Assembly must pass a budget. The Senate has introduced a package of bills to get the ball rolling.
My understanding is it's fairly broad-ranging and a lot of controversial ideas, to be sure, but I think it is good at getting the conversation started. At least we're now, talking about concrete numbers as opposed to abstract concepts.
Halpin says pension reform is crucial, but he's committed to full funding, unlike past governors and Illinois legislators who failed to do so. The Democrat, who also worked for Congressman Lane Evans, is open to pension reform, but state employees must have a say in the process.
I'm not particularly supportive of efforts that cut pensions for employees that have been paying into the system for those over that same period of time. I don't think it's fair to reduce those benefits. And I don't think it's constitutional to reduce those benefits for those employees that have been playing by the rules this entire time.
The attorney from Rock Island voted for Mike Madigan to be Speaker of the House. Halpin says it was a choice between two imperfect candidates, and he had to support the one who's fought for middle-class families in the past. I'm Michelle O'Neill.